my notes and scribbled it out, so forgive me if it's a bit. Basically, my name's Joe Glenton. I'm a serving soldier. The fact that I'm here probably means I'm in a lot of trouble, but I'm in a lot of trouble already for what I've done. I believe, personally, on a personal note, there is a legitimate use of force, but whether or not what's going on in Afghanistan and it's been going on in Iraq is legitimate, it's arguable, at the least. My lasting impressions of Afghanistan, and I went there, because I wanted to be involved, and I wanted to do something and be involved in this and bring something positive out of it. And I was very keen and committed. At that point, I came back with mixed feelings. It wasn't what I expected. I came back feeling quite ashamed. I felt I couldn't see what we'd achieved by being there. And I felt very disillusioned. And I think that disillusionment isn't isolated to me. A lot of my colleagues who are serving now, and some of them are in Afghanistan and Iraq, are equally disillusioned. There is discontent in the ranks, which is a very scary thing for the services. And now, court-martial pending, I was AWOL for 2 years after I came back. Things happened. I was bullied. I made a choice to leave. Since then, my circumstances have changed a lot. It was 2 years in Australia, I met my wife and married her, and now my overriding fear is that it's all going to come apart, that I'm going to be taken away. Potentially 2 years in Sivi Nik for doing what I felt I had to do to protect myself. Dark days for me. What can I say? You know, I'm afraid for my colleagues and friends who are out there now, and I feel quite possibly they're being betrayed. Because I know what soldiers are like, and they're not the cleverest breed on the planet, but they will stand up and be counted and go. But without proper justification of what's going on there, you know, they're being fairly hard done by. It needs to be explained, or they need to be withdrawn post-haste. That's all from me. Thank you.